Praise Lord, brothers and sisters in Christ. Today I need to share something with you all. Something special happened in my room today on 25th November 2023. The divine mercy is the ray of light, the red and white light that resembles blood and water just appeared in my room. So today afternoon I was just scrolling through YouTube casually, and I came across this one particular video from this channel called Journeying with the Saints. And it was like, you know, it was an exorcism video about a young girl who faced who had demons in her for like 23 or 26 years of her age. And on the thumbnail I could see the Divine Mercy image, so I was just curious to know what was this about. And on that particular video we could there's a sound clip of how the priest and the demon were talking, and it was showing the message that how the demons were scared of the Divine Mercy image and about the angels and about the rosary and everything. So I wanted to know more about the Divine Mercy image, and I just searched on YouTube and I saw one particular shorts. Like, it was a small video where the priest was asking us to go and bless the image with our own hands. So I was like, I never did that. I never blessed the image of Jesus, like the Divine Mercy image. I just had it in my room and then I kept my hand on this particular image where you can see, and this is the image of Divine Mercy Jesus. And I was just praying and I asked for blessings in my life, and I ended with just casual the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And after this I was back to my seat where I was praying and I was saying the rosary. So while I was saying the rosary, I could see a ray of light coming in my room. It was like on top of my ceiling. I couldn't believe first like what was happening, from where this ray of light is coming. Just after I blessed the Divine Mercy image, the same light, the same red, and the same shade where you could see from the image of Divine Mercy just appeared on my ceiling where I was praying. I was in shock. I couldn't believe what was happening. So I just went near my window to make sure that it was not coming from anywhere else, because this was the first time it was happening and I couldn't believe it for myself. And I felt the presence of Jesus in my room. I just called my mom. I started crying because I couldn't believe what was happening. And I called my dad and mom and my brother. We all came and I just started crying. I just kneeled down and I was like, kneel down to all. And we started praying, and this ray of light was there for like 10-15 minutes. We all felt a sweet smell, a sweet scent. So what really the message behind is this, that Jesus is calling everyone to repent. To repent before the time is really late. We all, young children of Jesus, we all need to repent. God has given us such great mercy. You know, the greater the sin of ours, the greater is the mercy. That's what Jesus said to Saint Faustina. We all have a calling in our life, and that one calling is to just live holy, just like Jesus did. To have a holy life, to lead a saintly life. We all are called to be saints. Jesus is pouring out his great mercy to this world, to his children during this time. We see all the chaos that's happening all around the world, and people still choose not to turn to God, turn to Jesus and accept him as the savior of the whole world. Jesus asked Saint Faustina to give the message, to share the message to all over the world. To all of his people, the power of the Divine Mercy. And this is the time we all need him. We all need his mercy. We all need forgiveness for our sins, They all need His love. Jesus doesn't need your past. He needs your present. He needs you right now. We can't never go to Him in a perfect way. We all are sinners. So He makes the broken perfect with His love, with His mercy, with His unbelievable forgiveness. He forgives everything what we did in our past. What more we want? I request everyone to get yourself a Divine Mercy image and keep in your bedrooms. The amount of mercy He pours to every soul is just so beautiful. Repent, repent, repent for your sins. If not now, then. For God so loved the world in this way that He gave His only begotten Son for our sins. He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, so that we could live in righteousness for Him.
For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion.